assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. This hearing does not involve the setting of service charges or rates or connection charges. It involves the assessment rolls.
The next one.
Determined.
Yeah, that's why I just make sure the gentleman, explain to him that the next one is really where he wants to be, or is he want to be in this one, or we can really.
Well, if you wish to speak about rates, charges, connection charges, sewer and water rates, the next hearing will be the one. This one determines.
Dave's run out and put quarters in your mirror now. I'm just.
This hearing determines the rolls, ROLLS, of properties that will be affected by the rates that will be set under the next hearing, but they have to be done under Delaware state law in order. We have to determine which properties are going to be affected before we have a hearing about the rates. Mr. Baker will make a presentation, or someone here will make a short presentation on the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts.
You're a lot better looking.
Thank you. I will. The assessment rolls reflect the county's billing records for the EDUs and billable front footage for each sewer and water district account. These records have been made available for public inspection in the utility billing office. Our director there is Patty Fawcett for review, and they are subject to individual appeals via the assessment review board.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to be heard concerning the ordinance on us to determine the assessment rolls?
We should adopt this one.
Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. Is there any further comment before we close the hearing on this one? We will therefore close the public hearing on this matter, and we'll proceed to a public hearing on an ordinance that would establish annual service charges, annual assessment rates for the collection and transmission and treatment and connection charges for all sewer and water districts. Ms. Webb, will you be making a presentation on that?
Yes, offer.
Okay. After this presentation, we'll open this up to public hearing. If you have submitted written comments prior to this hearing or at this hearing, they will be incorporated into the record of the hearing.
Thank you, Jim.
This part of the presentation is just going to focus on the water and sewer districts, the budget for the water and sewer districts. Thank you. This is the budget for the water and sewer districts in the broad categories. It's not detailed. We have over 25 water and sewer districts, so this is combined. Some of the big items that are in our revenue, assessment charges, over $10 million. And this is based on the front footage that we collect that is used to pay the debt service on the borrowings that we got to build the sewer system. Service charges, over $13 million. This is the operations and maintenance. This is what we charge to maintain our sewer systems. Connection fees, over $3 million. This is the one-time fee that someone would pay when they connect to our sewer system. Down at the bottom, you'll see the expenditures, operations and maintenance, and bond retirement. Which is interesting is it's just about half and half between our debt service on our bonds and what it costs us for our operations and maintenance. Our bonded indebtedness right now on our sewer districts is over $130 million. This chart graph shows the water and sewer EDUs billed. Nowhere can you see the growth in our county more than in our sewer districts, and the growth of our sewer districts and our EDU increase. If you look at 1998, just about over 30,000 EDUs. In 2009, almost 60,000 EDUs. This has been an average annual growth of 17%. We've had three referendums just in the last year for three new sewer districts. So we take sewer very seriously between our capital projects and our operations and maintenance. Next, Kathy will discuss other sewer plans?
I'm just going to cover some of the highlights on our capital side of our water and sewer projects. There's $38.7 million this year in capital projects proposed. $7 million of that is for Angola, and that is currently under design, and hopefully construction will start. The other large sewer district is Millville Sewer District, and that's $18 million. That is currently under construction. The five-year capital plan is $277 million. 77% of this is for water and sewer projects, and 23% of this is for general fund projects. And as you note in the bottom right-hand side, bonds is funding $175 million of this. Okay, and I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Baker.
One person can do all this. Terms.
The next chart shows the recommended assessment rates and service charge rates for each individual sewer district. And as you can see, there are no changes recommended in these rates, and they are broken down again by assessment and service charges. The assessment rates are designed to cover the cost of bond debt service, which are the cost of interest and principal payments we make on loans to fund these sewer districts. Monies, the debt service on the fund of the bonds is, again, primarily recovered through these front foot assessment rates. They also recover capital costs such as building, rebuilding aging pump stations, which is a problem with a 30-year-old, especially some of our older sewer districts now, and general expenses of particular districts. The assessment charges are charged either on a quarterly basis or on the annual tax bill, depending on what sewer district it is. The service charges are used for operations and maintenance primarily, costs for including staff, electric, maintenance and repair costs for each sewer district. And also they are also used for some bond debt service costs for treatment facilities. And they are maintained, all of these fees are maintained, the revenues from these fees are maintained for each respective sewer district. The next chart, following this one, reflects connection charges. Connection charges are one-time upfront fees charged for new users of the systems. There are some changes here. We are recommending an increase this year of 3.4% for most of these fees due to the construction cost increase and basically inflationary increases in the rates. These charges are designed to recover the cost of growth so that when a new homeowner comes into our system, this money is set aside to cover the cost of growth from that new home. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Griffin to open up the public hearing.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to be recognized? The gentleman back there.
There you go. He's in the right slot now. Good morning one more time.
Good morning. Do I have to go over the...
You still have to give us, just give your name and then
Mickey,
you can start right where you stopped. How's that?
Kerneklian, Kerneklian.
Right, we're talking about Millville.
I am talking about the Millville, North Millville expansion. Right. And as I mentioned earlier, several people from the county council, not the council necessarily, but I'm hoping one day to be able to come back and thank you for reducing the cost for us. So, but the my purpose of my visit is to go very briefly over the charges and to discuss the impact on the community that I'm in, which is primarily senior citizens, many of whom are retired, and the income levels don't change very much when you're retired. So that's a concern. In fact, I talked to USDA, and they said that the area we're in qualifies for loans based on low income. So that's just a preamble.
Sussex County.
Yeah, most of Sussex, I guess, would apply.
Absolutely.
The main concern I have is the overall cost. But more than that, I think what's happened is that I don't think the people that are in our communities, and there are 3,000 people affected by this altogether, I'm told, not in our community, but in total.
Millville.
Yeah, the Millville project roughly hits 3,000. Mr. Cole, I do, by the way, I left your name out, but I do appreciate you're spending all that time, you know, talking to me and explaining what's going on in the world of high finance and so forth. But basically, what I want to point out, first of all, is we're talking about an impact fee.
Correct. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I know you have talked to Dave and Susie and all that.
Yes, I have.
And I think he explained to you that until the project gets bidded out,
yes,
that we can't give you dollars. We can't tell you.
But I still feel like I need to speak about this because,
as
nothing personal, gentlemen, but as government goes, things have a tendency to change, and not always to the better, meaning the cost we may.
You must have come from somewhere else.
Oh, I did. I did.
I
came from somewhere totally else. It happens here too. But anyway, the impact fee, if your house was built before, I think it's June of 2003, would be $2,300 per person. Now, I have told the people in the community that the cost to them up front is going to be more like $4,000, because the $2,300 is what we pay the county. The rest of it, we got to pay a plumber. And you're talking about roughly $1,500 for the hookup, so that's $4,000. Now, if your house was built after June of 2003, you pay $5,222 up front, plus another couple thousand dollars goes to the plumber, so that's $7,000. Okay, that, in my opinion, is bad enough, because I'm not used to seeing this kind of rates for anything, because where I came from, you paid for your taxes.
You're impacting the system, so you got to pay. Yeah. That's what the dollar means.
Now, the part that concerns me, which is the forever part, and that is you'll be paying, or we'll be paying forever, a rate, an annual rate. The $230 is an operating cost, $230. That never changes. That's it. Well, but in addition to that, you have a front footage cost, which was projected on the fact sheet from the county to be $9.85. Put that together with the $230, and you come up with something. If you have a 100-foot front,
it's capped,
which most of us do.
Isn't that correct, Mr. Baker? It is capped,
yeah,
at 100. It's capped at 100.
Yeah.
We have
caps. If you have 150, there's no cost. But in this case, most of us will be in the 100, so we'll be paying, let's say, $1,300 a year based on the projection we got. Realizing, of course, I just spoke to the gentleman, our administrator, county administrator, and he did say that everything points to the fact that in the future, that $9.85 will be considerably lower. But at this point in time, there's no way to project what that is. I just want to tell you that that particular rate will put a hurting on us. Let me back up a moment and say that in Bethany Beach, I think this is South Bethany, they're paying 68 cents a front foot. In Dewey Beach, they're paying 77 cents a front foot. In fact, I looked through all 25 of the various areas. And
can you tell me when that was built, probably? Was that built in the 70s, 80s?
Yeah, probably.
Subsidized,
yeah.
How that, much was
that
subsidized?
That is absolutely true.
And I'm not arguing with you. I understand that, you know.
But my point,
I do understand your point.
Point is, you have 25 sewer districts.
Right.
If you take an average, put all those together, you'll come up with something like $3.66 for everybody to pay. Now, that, of course, by the way, what we're talking about is a tax. In other words, a tax. That is a tax. Because you take all of these rates and you bundle them and you come up with an average, which would be $3.66. Now, the lady from the League of Women Voters was talking about raising taxes. What she's got to realize is when we pay this $9, $8, or whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, that's a tax. That's exactly what it is, and it's a forever tax. So what I'm hoping will happen is that somewhere along the line, reason will prevail, and I'm hoping that from what I've heard from reasonable people, that it will prevail.
Director.
And that I'm hoping that that rate will not be $7, it will not be $5, it'll be like $4 or $3.66. That's what I'm hoping for. But if it's any higher than that, it's really affecting people adversely.
You feel like that because you've moved down here now, and the people that have built sewer districts back in the 70s or 80s and have paid for their district out, and their rate might be less than a dollar a foot, that they ought to subsidize you because you've came down here.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
You asked the
Wait a minute. I'm being facetious, Mr. Dukes. I'm being facetious. Okay. What I'm really trying to say to you, sir, is that it's too high at $9.85 versus 77 cents. How you get lower, that's something I'm hoping the council can come up with or the county can come up with. That's what we've got to have.
Because we have subsidized the sewer system for cap front
footage. Beg your pardon?
We have subsidized the front footage at capping it at 100 feet for people.
That's wonderful for people who have 150 feet, but it doesn't help much when the entire community is 100.
But I mean, we have that is how some of the things we have done in
right.
the past.
I appreciate
to
that.
To appreciate, you know, to have a couple million dollars somewhere in that neighborhood.
I know politically, sir, that Mr. Dukes or the rest of them here would really be hearing from their constituents if all of a sudden they say, oh, by the way, to make things balance, we'll only charge you $3. We'll charge you all $3.66. I think.
But if it, in five, say, out of the 25 districts, if 20 of them got raised because we threw it all on the kitty, right. then we're going to hear.
You will have.
You're going to hear a problem, aren't you?
You got it. You're going to hear a romp from us if
okay.
it doesn't come down. And you haven't heard the romp yet.
And we got a great track record. We got Mike Izzo and these guys. We have a great track record. And when we sit here and tell you a price, that's the worst it could be. But I can tell you, if you look back at our record, our guys come down, and I guarantee
and
you.
And I'll be back here. I'm sure the community will be back
here saying, guys,
you're
a great
thank you
job.
So much. You're such
that's
a great person.
What we, thank you very much for your
thank
time.
You. What we will do is, as we spoke earlier, when this project is complete, which may be a year from now approximately, because at this point there are two or three different construction contracts that we haven't even bid out yet. So when that happens, we'll have a better feel for the cost, and we will look at that. We'll look at the possibility of funding connection fees for the Millville District through our financing for the project overall, and look at the impact on front foot assessments. I think we're hearing concerns from others that the connection fee is a large nut to crack, and I think that we would look at that like we have with the South Ocean View District and the Miller Creek District, and look at that as an option to fund the connection fees through our financing. The financing that we have received approval for is much better than what we anticipated when the referendum was approved, or actually this was an expansion, when we held public hearings several years ago. So we do anticipate lower rates, and again, that has been the county's history. We don't want to, try to bring the cost in, and we have a pretty good record of bringing them at or at least or lower or at the maximum of what we originally tell the people in prior to referendum or public hearing.
Thanks, Dave. Mm-hmm. Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Schimler.
Yes, Mr. Thank you. My name is Ed Schimler, and I live in the Greens at Indian River. It's 2 Windward Way, Dagsboro, Delaware. My concern with the rates is multiple. I'm concerned about the existing ordinance that's been in existence for 30 years, and I feel like it ought to be reformed or amended to take into account some of the circumstances of people like myself that seem to be overlooked with this. Now, last year I came and I spoke before you briefly about the 100-foot cap, and the president of the council had indicated that he couldn't make this a permanent thing, and in fact, there was changes in the assessment formula that were in process. And I'd like to know what's the status of those changes, because I don't see anything presented in the budget this year.
As far as a permanent cap?
Well, not the cap, just changes in the assessment formula. I'll get into it in my own particular case in just a moment. But, I mean, this is something that would affect everybody. I mean, my community, the sewers were retrofitted because another development wanted to have sewers and they wanted to have access Correct. Through our community. And so that's how we come to receive sewers. But the same amendment applies when some people, as myself, have different set of circumstances than what the ordinance addresses. But anyway, I was told that there was being changes in the assessment process last year. And I don't know, is there anything?
We have hired a consultant to work, who is working on a utility rate study. And it's my understanding that the engineering department has provided recently some information that they needed regarding growth. It's a rather complicated study that projects growth out for the next 20 years or thereabouts. And that consultant, I think, is near completion of their study. But we do not have any changes of that effect in this budget. The format that we've used in previous years that has actually been tested through the court system in different times is still in place. So we haven't made major changes in that format. Well, that's your question. I'm not sure.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Sure. With regards to that, the assessment formula, I'm not challenging the formula. I'm just saying that we've had a lot of changes within the county, the comprehensive plan. I read your article in the newspaper a few weeks ago about that. But the change in the density and everything else is changing.
Yes.
And it seems to me that we have a formula that's 30 years old, and that ought to be updated to take into account the circumstances of various people that should be given some consideration. I went through my letter that I submitted to you, and I just took my own rate, and I multiplied it. Mrs. Webb said it was almost 60,000 EDUs in the county. And I just used that as a figure. I know it doesn't apply. That's not what the formula is based on. But when I take my rate after the cap and apply it to that, there's more money there to cover the whole sewer system budget. It came out to over $36,000, where your budget is $30.7 million. And at $36 million with just using my rate and the EDUs. I understand it's assessment on front footage, not EDUs. But it just shows the difference, the gap, and the way things are skewed. And as this other gentleman was talking about, and it continues to go unless there's some kind of adjustments made to the formula.
One of our problems is, I think Mr. Jones indicated, or Mr. Dukes, is that in years ago, in the 30s, or in the 30 years ago, the 70s.
I was the only one here.
In the 70s, the EPA had federal grant programs to fund these projects. So what has happened is when the projects that were approved by referendum way back then and were completed, they were done in much less. We had to borrow minimal amounts of money, relatively speaking, compared to now. So that, for instance, some of those projects were funded at 90% to 95% grants. Well, now the state of Delaware was funding some grants. Now they are no longer funding grants for wastewater projects. The county has funded grants over $30 million out of realty transfer tax funds to help with these projects. And we work with the USDA Rural Development Service, the United States Department of Agriculture, to help with some grant money that they have, plus low-interest loans. So, but mostly when we go and, for instance, the Millville project is a $30 million project. To go borrow that amount of money, which is not your area, Slanting, but to borrow in the net amount for that project, there's a considerable cost, and we're trying to improve the environment and at the same time attain low interest loans as best we can. But we had two referendums approved for the Angola Sewer District and the Johnson's Quarter, and they were both about $1,200 to $1,300 average bills. So, I mean, we don't like it, and we'll do what we can to bring those costs down. But it is, when we have to borrow the money, we have to recover the cost of the loans.
Well, in my particular case, my bill is almost $1,800 a year, okay? And then of course, you've given me the cap, and that does reduce it to 921.
Okay.
But as you expressed in your comments, hey, this tax cap thing may go away.
Yes.
And you know, and in my situation, my personal situation, and other people who live on Windward Way, about of the total billing before the cap, about $906 would go to repay the bond in the community. Now, my property hooks directly into the sewer main that is paid by somebody else. My property doesn't require any collection piping. And the $1.4 million that was borrowed, that was to service other homes in the community primarily. But I'm told that I have to pay this money, which comes out to about $552 after the cap, every year. And if the cap goes away, it's going to go to $906 for something that my property doesn't even require.
And it's got to get to the treatment station sometime.
What we
take pumping stations and all the other way, you know.
This is only the part for the bond, okay? The bond portion. What I did in my analysis here, I removed that, and I said after the cap.
Okay.
And that's where I generated that $36 million figure, just using my rate for the transmission and treatment. The bond is separate. But, I mean, my own property doesn't even require that. This gentleman was talking about how high the cost is. Well, if the full cost, if I had to bid a full cost, it would be $905 a year for something I don't even need or require. But because of the existing ordinance, I'm locked into that. And then I found out 2 years ago, I was said, well, you can go talk to the people. We'll hear you. We'll give you time. And I talked with the assistant county engineer. And he told me, he says, at the time we were doing this, we had a discussion. We had a meeting. And the people on Windward Way, he says, they could have a lower rate. But the people in your community, the representatives, the board of directors, they said, charge everybody the same rate. And that's what I got locked into. But when they had the meeting on it, nobody, not the board of directors or the county, anybody said anything about this lower rate, that was a possibility. There was no discussion. And we were brought into a meeting, and we had a vote that same day. And this is just wrong. That's just out and out wrong. And what I've been trying to do is to have another meeting with somebody on your staff, Mr. Baker, that can listen out and see if there's some kind of a compromise that can be worked out on this, because this is just incorrect. I'm not knocking. Mr. Archek is doing his job, okay? And I respect him, but I'm telling you that this is just wrong to lay this kind of a burden on individuals who have no need for this collection piping. And I'd like to be able to sit down with somebody and go through that. And I don't mind if Mr. Artuk is there, but there's always been these conversations between parties, and I'm kind of left out.
We'll be glad to set up a meeting. I'll be glad to set up a meeting with Mr. Archer if that'll work out, and Mr. Gary Tong, who's back in here now.
Yeah.
And myself and Susan Webb, we'll set up a meeting with you and discuss that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Mr. Griffin.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard on this ordinance that would set the rates and charges for sewer and water districts?
Okay.
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. Any questions from council before we close the public hearing?
No, Jim. Thank you.
We will close the record of the public hearing. Are there proposed motions on these hearings?
Yes.
I have motions. I have three separate motions for three separate votes, one on the budget, one on the assessment rolls, and one on the water and sewer rates. Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2009.
Motion, gentlemen.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I move to second that we adopt the operating budget as presented. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Susan?
Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts as presented on June 17, 2008, for the period July 1, 2008 till June 30, 2009.
Make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we adopt the resolution as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Susan?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt an ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all sewer county water and sanitary sewer districts.
I make that motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we adopt a resolution as stated. Mr. Cole?
I'll make my editorial comment, my annual editorial comment. I concur with some of these gentlemen who've spoken here today that the way we bill for sewer rates and establish these front footage fees are not equitable. It's time that we move to unit pricing, and that would be the most equitable way. Yes, some would go up and some would go down, but Mr. Dukes referred to earlier about the rates that are so low, and would they go up? And yes, they would, but you got to keep in mind, but 80%, I think it was, of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District was funded through federal money, and I think 10% was state money. Maybe it was 80 to 90 or 5%. So the actual users of that district early on, when we got these things established, they paid not a whole lot of money in compared to what their values or their properties worth. So what's inequitable is you've got some of the most affluent neighborhoods paying the least amount, and then we've moved back inland, and we're hitting people that are not as well heeled as the strictly the coastal area right along the beaches, and they're paying a lot more. And a lot of the lots in Bethany Beach are only 40-foot frontage or 50-foot frontage. And they're paying a couple $100 a year at service charge and front footage. And we've moved back to areas and we're paying $700, $800, $1,000 and up. So I think we need to look at it. I think somebody brought up the idea that it's time to change. We've had this 30 years of a way it was set up, and it had to be set up 30 years ago that way to recoup our money. But now things have changed, and I think that we can raise some and lower some. I don't mean to do it immediately, but it's something we should be working towards. And I think the county's not doing its job by addressing that issue, and I think a couple of minutes. But in light of all that, our staff has worked on this. We got to keep on moving, and we got a system in place. So I'm going to vote yes for what we currently have, and I just hope the council, or some council in the future, will look at ways of changes.
I think
my vote is yes.
Mr. Phillips,
I would have to disagree. I believe that property values often reflect all the myriad of expenses that go into the maintenance of a property, and values for certain areas that may have higher rates may not command as much of a value in the marketplace as those who have a lower rate. And when people buy into these situations, they buy into it most of the time with their eyes wide open. And it would be unfair in the case of suggesting that we bring all the rates to the average of $3.80 or whatever it was for that person who may be only paying 70 cents or so would be tantamount to a 500% tax increase. Because I do believe in the sense of looking at these costs, you can easily make the argument that they are a tax. So I'm all for lower taxes, and if we can figure out a way to bring those rates down without penalizing those others by increasing their taxes, I would be for it. But right now, this is the best system. It's been in place. People should understand going into any transaction what their costs are to maintain their home. So I will vote yes.
Mr. Dukes.
I disagree, Mr. Cole, but I will not rebut him. I do every year, so I'll spare you for that.
That's all right.
However,
everybody got their bag, right?
A couple of 3 years ago, we realized that some of the cost for wide lots and so forth, the front footage was excessive, so we put a cap on it at $100. And very seldom, if ever, we've heard anybody come back in and say thank you. But we've saved the people with wide lots a lot of money, and we thought that was helping, and I still think it's helping. I think the way that we do it is fair. I think it's a good way to do it because people have been in districts that have got their districts paid off, and it's not fair to go back and raise their rates to help people that are coming into the county. You come in, if you want to come into the county, you're welcome, but you pay your fair share. My vote's yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Since I've been here, I agree and disagree with most all of you that Mr. Cole and I've always been proponents of trying to find a way to be more equitable, but yet it basically can't be a Ford flap tax across the county for the ones that paid off is going to come back. I've respected whatever our engineering department has always come forth and said, and the money we spent on consultants to say that this is the fairest way to do it at the time. I'm not an engineer, and I've listened to these presentations many times saying this is the best thing out there today from Blacken and Beach, I believe it was. It's come here a number of times. And but I think we still have to strive with a cap where a lot of people had to sell their properties. They had so much front footage in the resort area that people actually sold their farms when they had 6,000 feet of frontage, and they just could not afford to pay it. And so I think we have to strive to look forward to newer, more modern ways of doing it. But at the present time, what we have on the books just seems to be the best that we've been presented at the time. So I support today.
I think certainly our staff, George, is certainly every year. I have to defend you, George. You're consistent on that.
Well, you guys have been consistently wrong. So I've been consistently right.
In your own mind, I understand that. Yes. Yeah. But again, our engineering department has done an excellent job. We've always, come under what we've estimated. We've done, the districts that got free money way back when, they were fortunate, I have to agree. I support that we should look into it to see, but I also am very concerned there are areas that are much, much worse than some of the beach areas, the Allendale Sewer District, Blade Sewer Districts, and those districts that are paying $400 a year. The connection fees are still $6,000 in Allendale. So, and I can assure you they're much more depressed than anything along the coast area or even, probably a large percentage of the county. So, I think there's a way that we might be able to certainly look at it, but I'm also very concerned about other districts that would be hugely impacted by doing a universal rate. Utility billing would love it. They would be tickled to death. We could throw away all the checkbooks and throw away about 20 filing cabinets also. But my vote is yes to the system. Now, I will say, Mr. Baker, being we did pass the budget as presented in public hearing, if anybody, we had several requests as far as funding. I really don't like to make any decisions because it is passed, but you guys, the majority, would like staff to look at it and make some recommendations at a later date, we could certainly take that up. If you just want to let it die a slow death, that's majority of three is the number of game.
I think it should be the council should look at it, and if you feel strongly about any of the requests this morning, we should make it known and do them at a later date. I'm not ready to do them this morning. There's information about some of these requests that I would like to find out before I vote today.
All right, then we'll leave it as if anybody's got something on their list that they think is hunky-dory, then you can go to the staff, Mrs. Webb or Dave.
I have the detailed letters of
okay,
all
yeah,
the requests.
Okay, we can go and see, and then we can go for it. We'll go from there. Just remember, when you open the door, it's hard to shut.
I didn't get my package.
Okay, I'll pass it down again.
I'd like to thank everybody for your time. We're always, the staff is certainly always open. We appreciate it.
That concludes the public hearings on the budget and the sewer and water rates.
Well, go ahead. That's fine. Thank you. We'll let everybody clear out just for a second.
Oh, man, I swear.
Yeah, I guess we can.
All right, gentlemen, I'll take a motion for executive session.
So moved.
The motion needs to have the reason.
Pending litigation.
Pending litigation, is that good, Jim?
Some fresh potential.
Okay.
Make a motion we're doing in the executive session?
Thank you.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is that good enough for you, Ron?
What is it?
Oops, again, thank you.